Hello, Noodlepool Doodles. Your music maven is here with more each year. I'm so excited with today's show. We have lots of noodle friends joining with us this week. The choir has a new song for you to enjoy and to sing at all your holiday gatherings. So we cue them up. Cue the choir.
Hold up.
We've got a very special guest coming up later in the show. It's Adam Gardner from the big deal rock band Guster. But first, we've got Alta from Fresno, California, and Eliana from Boulder, Colorado, joining the choir this week. We're so happy to have you guys in the choir. Remember, your child can join as well. All you have to do is follow the link in the show notes or check the post pinned to our face bloops and our twiddles. Take it away, Alta and Eliana.
La la.
We begin today's show with our echo song. For an echo song, you just repeat what I sing after I sing it. We've got a bunch of choir friends helping us out today. We've got Kaishan, Leo, Zach, Sophie, Winnie, Sivan, Joni, and Shiloh. This is a song all about how beautiful it is that there are so many kinds of families in the world. Someone else's family might not look just like yours, but the love in that family can still feel exactly the same as it does in your own. Isn't that great? I think so. Which is why I wanted to sing about it. It feels good to sing about things that feel good.
Echo song, echo song.
A family can like,
a family can like,
many different things,
many different things.
Some like to ski,
some like to ski,
some like to sing,
some.
A family can look,
a family can look,
the same or maybe not,
the same or maybe not.
Dad's from somewhere cold,
dad's from somewhere cold,
mom's from somewhere hot,
mom's from somewhere hot.
A family can be,
a family can be,
any kind of number,
any kind of number.
Maybe there's one parent,
maybe there's.
Strong like thunder,
strong like thunder.
A family can have,
a family can have,
two daddies or two moms,
two daddies or two moms.
Any way you count it,
any way you count it,
there's big loving arms,
there's big loving arms.
A family looks like this,
a family looks like this,
a family looks like that.
Hi, grown-ups. If you've been enjoying Noodle Loaf, I'd like you to know there are a few ways you can show us some noodle love. From a donation of your choosing using the link in the show notes, to joining our Patreon page, which gets you our Nothing But Songs podcast feed, to doing all of your holiday gift shopping in our Threadless shop. Thank you.
Oh, yeah! It's time for some trivia. And it's another special edition of trivia called Instruments or Animals. I will say a word, and you have to guess if I'm saying the name of an instrument or an animal. Then I'll play a sound to give you a hint. Hey, I've invited a very special guest to help you out, who is a bit of an expert on the topic. Introduce yourself, sir.
Hi, I'm Adam from Guster, and I know a lot about what's an instrument and what's an animal.
Welcome, Adam from Guster. Thanks for being with us today. All right, kids, ready? Your first word is piccolo. Piccolo is a piccolo, an instrument, or an animal. Let's listen to a little piccolo, shall we? What do you think, kids? Is it an instrument or an animal? Tell the answer, Adam from Guster.
A piccolo is a musical instrument.
In fact, the word piccolo means little in Italian. So when I said, let's hear a little piccolo, I kind of said, let's hear a little. It's like a little flute. Little bitty, bitty flute. Itty bitty flute, itty bitty flute. A piccolo is an itty bitty flute. Itty bitty flute, itty bitty flute. Piccolo is an itty bitty flute. Itty bitty, itty bitty flute. Next word is pelican. Is a pelican an instrument or an animal? Okay, let's hear a pelican. Maybe I should have said pelicans. Tell the answer, Adam from Guster.
A pelican is an animal.
Wonderful! It is, in fact, a bird-type animal. Next question. Pelican or pelicant, you tell me if a dingo is a musical instrument or an animal. Dingo. Here's what a dingo sounds like. D-I-N-G-O, and dingo is a...
A dingo is an animal.
An animal! Thank you, Adam. From Guster. Here's a magic trick. Take the word dingo, change the D to a B, it spells bingo. Change the I to an O, it spells bongo. Is a bongo a musical instrument or an animal? Bongo. Here's what a bongo sounds like.
A bongo is a musical instrument.
Kids, if you have to drum on either a dingo or a bongo, drum on a bongo. Last one. Bagpipe. Bagpipe. Is a bagpipe a musical instrument or an animal? Let's hear it. A bagpipe is a kind of frog. Just kidding. Adam, give him the answer.
A bagpipe is a musical instrument.
That's right, and it's made out of a bag and some pipes. It's probably how they got their name. One more, let's just do a...
bonus round.
Guster. Is a guster an instrument or an animal?
Guster is a bunch of rock and roll animals. Hee hee.
Aw, yeah! How about another round of applause for Adam from Guster? Thank you, Adam.
Here's how you play You Make the Story. I'm going to read a story, but I'll leave out certain words for you to fill in. For example, I may say something like, my favorite animal to see at the zoo is a...
porcupine. No, porpoise. A proboscis monkey, because they got those big weird noses.
I think they get the idea. Ready to begin? Here we go. Once upon a time, there was a forest. At the center of the forest was a great big... You couldn't see it from outside of the forest. I only know that it's there because one day I was walking with my friend named... They told me it was there and explained how to find it. They told me, in order to find it, you have to follow the path that is covered with... And when you pass the blue tree stump, turn left until you are under the... Oh, and don't forget to bring these things with you. A hat, a bucket, and a... One sunny day, I followed my friend's instructions exactly and set out into the forest to find it. After walking for about... I saw it. It was even better than I expected. In fact, it was so amazing that I shouted. And luckily no one heard me except some squirrels. I sat next to it for a while, and then decided to sing a song about it. It went like this. Yes, indeed. Hey, we're taking a break after this week until the new year, though I'll probably do a bonus episode sometime next month. Remember to hit subscribe so you don't miss that. A big thank you to Adam from Guster for being on the show. Adam also has a very cool nonprofit that works with musicians to help protect the environment. Check it out at reverb.org and consider giving a donation. A special thanks to all the choir members on today's show, Alta, Eliana, Kaishan, Leo, Zach, Sophie, Sivan, Winnie, Joni, and Shiloh. It's such a pleasure to have your voices singing with me here on Noodle Loaf. I'd also like to say thank you to our newest Patreon patrons, The Kids Should See This, which is a great website, by the way, and Minty Lewis, which is a great name. Thanks, guys. Today's show was made by me, Dan Sachs.